Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I saw your most favorite Kansas player of all time is coming back for another year and entering the transfer portal.
What?
Hunter Dickinson is...
That's...
You said I got ball sacked when I reported that on April
that's
Fool's.
That's ball sacked?
Yeah, he's done.
Oh, okay.
He's been around for like
not the only one getting ball sacked around here.
I thought I saw where he was applying to get another year.
I may have incorrectly shared that with you.
At this point, was that where I got it from?
April Fool's Day, maybe? Yeah.
Buckley was fooled by that on April Fool's Day.
I got ball sacked by Buckley.
I wasn't fooled by it. I believed it because it seemed reasonable for him.
Multnomah County officials released a detailed data dashboard. I love a good data dashboard.
Well, who doesn't? Take that for data dashboards.
That captures the size, demographics, and housing status of the area's constantly fluctuating homeless population for the first time.
I don't even know how you,
I don't know either.
How you even go about something like that. I'm doubting that the homeless are really good about taking the census.
Well, they're saying this is much more comprehensive than the old numbers that we used to report.
Sure.
To the people.
Why not?
But according to the new data.
Mm-hmm. And the dashboard. Let's not forget about
that. And the data dashboard. The new data on the data dashboard.
There you go.
There are, in Portland, in February, there were 14,864 homeless people.
Can I make a confession?
That's a lot of people.
I have no idea what that number means.
That's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Compared to what?
Well, 6,000.
Well, I mean, at one point, were we at 20? Were we at 5? What were we pre?
Well, they estimated. Okay, so that number is 3,000 more than the county estimated in January of 2024. So either it's risen by a S ton or they just under.
Yeah, so that's my
estimated.
That's the part I don't fully understand.
They're trying to improve their data collection.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, has it always been around this? That we just now, because of the dashboard, now we have an accurate number? 14,000 is a lot.
They're saying that that number represents a big increase in their ability to find people who are homeless. In other words, they're just more comprehensive, is what they're saying.
Okay. So again, we're not going to do anything with that number. Now we just know.
Yeah.
There's 14,000.
That's right.
Do we have like a goal to get it down to like 11,000? Do we have a goal to get it down to 9?
It's complicated, Jace.
Complicated. The dashboard only goes so far. I always thought, can we start by just separating the people that, this is going to sound,
who want to be homeless and people who
That's going to sound terrible, because I'm not saying that, like.
No, I know what you mean. There's a lot of people out there who don't.
Who do not have an interest in changing their status.
That's correct.
If you got together with me and the wonderful city council we have now, besides implementing my Bon Voyage program, which, hello, I'm waiting to talk about it. We really should start. If you're trying to start somewhere, I would just say we draw a line for the people that are actually willing to take steps and say, if we give you resources, are you willing to put some effort in? We are going to help you get off the streets, versus the people that have serious health problems or just are not interested in following any sort of protocol and they just want to do what they want to do. I would think that that may be a decent place to start, chipping away at that number. Because wouldn't it be better to actually spend the resources on the people that are interested in being helped, as opposed to the people that are going to be the toughest cases?
Here's the situation.
Spend your resources and allocate them smarter.
For those asking, that's about 2.1% of the Portland city population.
Okay.
Not the metro area, which is much greater.
Yes.
But we also, this is just a Portland number in the data dashboard.
But does it seem like that's a reasonable step?
No one wants to hear from you, Jason.
No one. We can't have...
Shut your pie hole.
We can't have reasonable...
It's complicated,
things.
Okay?
Is it that complicated?
Okay.
Practical steps? I told you, you dumb bitch!
Well, we got a new mayor. That's his job.
Yeah. Except, like, he doesn't really get to make the decision anymore, right?
Well, he oversees all of those people. Mm. All the dweebs up there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, talk to me.
You want to be homeless, Czar?
No!
How much would it take... salary-wise, for you to become Portland's homeless czar? You know how they have, like, the rat czar in New York City? There's a woman in charge of eliminating the rat problem.
I would honestly, and I'm being dead serious on this, it would not be an astronomical number. And I understand that that may be frustrating. I would like to take a crack. I think I'm a rational human being, and I would like to see if you put a rational human being that didn't care about, like, people coming at you and being all pissy at you, but actually tried to make a difference. I know it's hard, but it's hard for me to process that there isn't a better way to go about this.
Should talk to Tear Gas Teddy.
I guess.
See what he says.
Well, I know that there is
he's a rational guy.
I just really think that we're trying to help everybody, and some people, and this is going to sound really insensitive, you can't help them. You just can't. So, stop. Focus on the people that you can help. Everyone's drowning, but there's some people that can be saved.
These special interest groups aren't going to like you, Jace.
No, they won't. They will
not. Got to help everyone.
Yeah. Well, that's my first thing.
Those are the ones that need the most help.
Yeah. My first agenda, my first meeting point is you can't help everyone, and we're going to lose people.
And you're fired.
You can only really serve one ass.
At least around here, you're fired. You go to Idaho, they're like, yeah!
Let's talk about it. America, yeah!
That is in the news here on 1080 The Fan, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Is that right?
Yeah, advocateslaw.com.
I have too much tea today.
Yeah. Well, you might want to turn your hat around. If you turn your hat around, I think it'll
well, that means I mean business, and I don't.
It'll lower your tea.
Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.